Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The fallout over the debt limit deal continues to reverberate here in the U.S. and around the world. Moody's Investor Service says the U.S. will retain its AAA bond rating, but also says it's put a negative outlook on the nation's rating. Meanwhile, financial markets continue to falter. Japan's Nikkei and Hong Kong's Hang Seng each plunged about 2% overnight, and the Dow was off nearly 266 points yesterday. How might the debt ceiling deal affect local businesses? WBUR's Kurt Nickisch asked.
Putting the long, drawn-out debt ceiling debate to rest comes at a good time for Organogenesis. That's because the Canton biotech company is holding its annual sales meeting right now in New Orleans. CEO Jeff Mackay says the economy and the consumer's ability to pay for health care is a big topic at the meeting.
Because right now, you know, we're even concerned we have patients that can't afford the gas in the car to even drive to the clinic,
let alone pay the copay. So Mackay is encouraged by the debt ceiling deal. It's not perfect, he says. Still, he thinks it's good for the economy to get more stability.
What we've achieved now is to hopefully get this out of the headlines and also to have our rating agencies send us an all-clear signal that our AAA rating will remain intact.
That's important for his industry. Biotech research is costly to finance. Keeping interest rates down helps his company grow and bring on more workers.
We've just hired our 500th employee last month, so we've been on a pretty good trend.
A trend he hopes the deal in Washington will help along. But not all businesses see the D.C. compromise in a positive light.
For us, probably the biggest concern is cuts in defense spending.
Scott Martineau is the head of business development at ActiveShock. The Manchester, New Hampshire firm makes suspension systems for armored vehicles. He says it's obviously not great for his company that the debt ceiling deal cuts hundreds of billions of dollars in military spending over 10 years. But Martineau says what's even worse is that because of this huge, long debate, Congress is going home now without passing a defense budget.
And there's just going to be this sort of churning effect that goes on within the military, and a lot of people with running around shrugging their shoulders, trying to decide what they can fund and what they can't fund.
That's not exactly the certainty his company's looking for. If they don't know what's going to get built, they can't design anything for that. ActiveShock has grown from 10 to 30 employees over the last year. Now it's business development manager Scott Martineau has to figure out where to go from here.
It could mean a shift in focus. It could mean maybe a shift away from defense programs to looking at commercial applications for our product. It could just mean that we don't expand as we would like to.
The cuts in federal spending in the debt ceiling agreement also rubbed David Parker the wrong way.
That's less money for the economy, and so that's just going to keep everything moving downward.
Parker is the CEO of Digital Advisor, an 8-person startup in Cambridge. One of the company's services is online reviews of digital cameras. Business has been bad. People haven't been buying. Parker thinks by cutting its own spending, the federal government is only telling consumers to pull in their horns even more. On the other hand,
ironically, it might affect business on the positive side.
That's because Digital Advisor also runs a coupon business. And the worse the economy gets, the more people will be looking to save. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.